Good morning, church. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for the privilege that we have the choice to make that conscious decision to be here in church here this morning. And Father, every single week we make that choice. There are so many other things that we could be doing here today. But to be able to get together, to praise you, to give you glory. So, Father, as we're doing this here once again, we just ask once again that your Holy Spirit would be here present, that nothing happens. All praise is dead without your Holy Spirit being present here. So, Father, we just thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm so happy. in my heart.
Amen.
Sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifice. Sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. Sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. Sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy.
Hallelujah.
Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Sons of God, and we should be called the sons of God. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. And we should be called the sons of God. Sons of God, behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. Behold what manner of love unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God.
Amen.
All right, you Bible scholars, where is that found? 1 John 3:1. It's good words.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know.
You agree with that? Go and share it with each other this morning. Manage a little amen. Indeed.
Oh my God.
my youth.
The sins of my youth.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I trust in thee.
I trust in thee.
Let me not be ashamed.
Let not my enemies triumph over me.
Unto thee, O Lord.
Unto thee, O Lord.
Do I lift up my soul?
That you'll always do best for me. Lord, you are my reality. I'm moving higher to that place in you where I am free. Free from worldly ways. Lord, I need you more each day. Opening my heart to you. Living my life for you. There is nothing you won't do. As I seek your spirit more, to bring me closer to you, Lord. I'm climbing higher to shine my light into this land. Your love is shining through as I am seeking you, living my life for you. Shown to me, and for your loving care, and that you're always there. Lord, I raise my hands to you. Opening my heart to you, trusting that you'll always do the thing that's best for me. Lord, you are my reality. I'm moving higher to that place in you where I am free. Free from worldly ways. But I need you more each day. Opening my heart to you. Living my life for you. There is nothing I seek your spirit more to bring me closer to you, Lord. I'm climbing higher to shine my light into this land. Your love is shining through as I am seeking you, living my life for you.
Bye. sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name.
Away, but the Be silent for a minute. If anyone has a word, you're welcome to say it, to speak it out. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I got this word. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach good news to the meek. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison for those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the vengeance of our God, to comfort those that are mourning, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Isaiah 61:1 and Luke 4:1. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word. Your word which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The word that's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged swords, piercing even if they divide in asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the intents and the thoughts of the heart. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Now, as we are about to receive the offering, we want each and every person in this congregation and those who listen to us and watching us in the webcast, stretch please your hands towards the altar. Stretch your hands towards the computer as you are watching. All our friends are all around the world. For God will bless the finances of this church. For God will bring power in the body of Christ. God will do a miracle in this body of believers. And God will use us in such a mighty way. And thank everybody, all our friends, for being, for watching us, for sending the gift to us, for praying for this ministry. And we want to say that we appreciate you. Amen. And thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing every giver, for blessing those who listen to us, who watching us. Meet every need, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things. He may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you and praise you today for a glorious day, for a day of victory, for a day of celebration, a day of rejoicing, knowing who our source is. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is a provider. He is the God that shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So let our faith be upon him. Let our eyes be upon him. Let us trust in him with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. But in all our ways acknowledge him and he shall direct our path. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that we know who our source is. And we bless you, Lord, and thank you. Let your name be lifted up today. Let your name be glorified with the music, with the testimonies, with the preaching of the word. And we want to thank you today for victory. Lord, we pray for the pastor as he will bring the message to us that you anoint him mightily, that you give him the freedom to preach, give him joy unspeakable and full of glory. We thank you for the work that you're doing in Aina's life. And we thank you for all the people that are praying for Aina Torrell. And thank you, Lord, that you will finish the good work that you began there. And we bless you and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are source. You are provider. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you've done for us. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses his people to finance his work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that his people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise the Lord. It's time for prayer. And we got not a whole lot of prayer requests here today. Let me begin with our pain at the pumps. The fight over oil prices is now raging around the world. While the CEOs of the oil companies claim that they are innocent and the market driven by greedy investors, it is only a partial truth. The oil companies are making huge profits on future oil deliveries, and their talking is only to direct away the anger of the public from the corporations. The truth is that Saudi Arabia's increased production is actually a glut on the market right now. Consumers are responding to driving less and using less gasoline, which will bloat the inventories of gasoline. The greedy speculators are gambling with future prices that is based on fear that the war is going to break out in the Middle East between Iran and Israel, that oil ships will be curtailed. If that happened, they would sell their future holdings at an even higher price. This is what they're gambling on. They're buying up the future oil, holding these cargoes that have not even come into the United States yet. They're still in the wealth. They're just buying future. And they're hoping if they pay $109 a barrel, they can sell it for $200 a barrel. That's what they are banking on. That's what they're driving up the price. Everybody's in buying now. So far this week, the price of crude oil rose $6.53 per gallon, ended up at $109.77. Can anything be done? Yes, prayer and more prayer that God will intervene and burn the investors so badly that they get out of the oil market and the price will drop. Right now, the oil market is just like a gambling casino with investors using millions and millions of dollars to buy what they think is black gold. So we're going to pray on that. The situation in California is getting very serious when you come to our need of rain and snow. God is a merciful God, and we need to ask our Heavenly Father for mercy on our state. Let us repent on behalf of the people in California and ask God to not only give us rain and snow, but also revival among the Christians and awaken among those of the unsaved. There are 3 days left of the month of February, and the rent on the church has not been paid. We do not know exactly how much money has come in the last few days, but we need to raise $2,000 today just for the rent, and then we need another $1,000 to pay some other bills we have to pay, including a little bit salary for myself. So I'm going to pray for that. Now, I really want to have your attention now. I've been in the ministry since 1967, a long time. And we've done a lot of combat, but it's been fighting in all of the people's yards, not in our own yard. And some time ago, God gave me the direction to write the Kabbalah books. I've written a number of different books and things and so on. But God showed me this, that we talked about the future, the tribulation and so on. But to write these books, smaller books in segments, that will be used in a future for people that are Christians to know what the Antichrist system is and not to take the mark of the beast. I'm writing from a Christian perspective. I'm not writing like some other writers do, where they write with hype in it up and embellishing things. I'm simply going down with historical facts, biblical prophecy, and a timeline that would help people to understand. Well, I got 4 books then, and then all hell broke loose. I am halfway through about 60% of the Kabbalah book number 5, which is going to be what I call a blockbuster because it has so much information in it, and that is happening right now around us. And so we got attacked in our family. My wife got attacked with a sickness. And so this has consumed our time. And what I did was this, I realized this, that I need some artillery here. So we called in fire. We called all the people that we know that are Christians. with us up front and asked them to pray and just pour on the artillery. But I want you to know this, and I really want to hear what I'm saying right now. Today, you're leading people to Christ. That's what we do today. We lead them to Christ. But tomorrow, during the Antichrist system, if a Christian takes the mark of the beast, he will lose his salvation. Do you think that God thinks it is important to have a solid understanding of the mark of the beast to protect his people? I would say yes. Do you think that the devil says, you know, I don't want anyone to know about this. We want to keep this hush, hush. We want to have the Rick Warrens and Bill Hybels and the others to slide it under the carpet for us. So the devil is mad. And he's upset. And I think that this is probably the hardest items I ever worked on that's going to come off. And I'm not saying because I'm smart. I'm simply saying, God, this is what God has given to me. So I'm going to ask for prayer that we will be able to press through and beat the terror out of the devil. Here's what I believe. And I'm going to take a little time on this. The Apostle Paul was the most persecuted apostle of them all. He started as a persecutor. And then he became an apostle. Why was Paul persecuted? Satan and his fallen angels, they saw Paul writing letters. Romans, Ephesians, Philippians. And they said, you know, this stuff is not good. If this comes in the hands of the Christians, we will have a problem for hundreds, thousands of years to come. So what happened to Paul? Every city he got into, the leaders in the synagogue got after him and they persecuted him. He got stoned, beaten, killed, shipwrecked, you name it. Satan threw everything at him. And if you read 2 Corinthians, the last chapter, you will find Paul was tired. But in Timothy he said, I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I'm ready to be sacrificed. Do you realize that the New Testament without the writings of Paul would have been a big gap for us? So for 1900 years, these writings have been a thorn in the flesh of Satan. He managed to take out the church about 300 AD. And it was not until Martin Luther came on the scene about 1500. And guess what God used to wake up Martin Luther? What did he use? The book of Romans. Martin Luther began to read the book of Romans. The Holy Spirit illuminated it. And he saw salvation by grace. Salvation by grace. And he got born again. And guess what? We had a Reformation. And the church came alive. Can you see the devil? His leadership. Looking at Martin Luther and saying, you know, I told you we should have killed off that Paul earlier. Look at that letter. We lost again. Let me take it to India. About 1850. William Carey, a British Baptist missionary, married, had children, went to India. And God had commissioned him to do different than others. He was to learn the languages. In India, they have many languages. He learned the first one, to translate the Bible into that language and to set up literature. Satan threw everything he had against that man, William Carey. He had to bury some of his children. His wife died. William Carey, if you go to India today and you talk to secular people, the secular history, they will say this. Modern India was built by William Carey. He started the printing over there. He set up the school system. God used him. And there are millions of Christians in India today. I believe that this ministry, you and I, you know, the cyber members, we have been called to an end-time ministry that's going to be as vital as there was in the beginning. And there's going to be people depending upon information from us and prayer from us. Where they will simply say, I will not take the mark of the beast. And when you and I get into heaven, and we're going to watch thousands of people coming up and saying, they cut my head off. They hung me. They shot me. But praise God, I read the little pamphlet. I heard this message. And I didn't take the mark of the beast. Hallelujah. I'm in heaven, not in the lake of fire. You know what we're going to sing on that day? It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. That's what we'll sing. So right now, it's time to roll up the sleeves and fight. Prayer warriors, come on up.
Father God, first of all, I want to thank you for a good song service here today. Beautiful music that was put out, Lord, by you and on your behalf, Lord. So we thank you for that. Thank you for the opportunity to take part in that and to praise and worship, Lord. And Father, I've read these Kabbalah books that Pastor John talked about, and they are truth, and they are powerful, Lord. And they're a great tool in destroying the works of the devil. And so we thank you, Father, for empowering him to continue to finish the other ones, Lord. We know you've given him a commission to do it. And so we thank you for strengthening him to finish what you gave him to do, Lord. And so we thank you for surrounding him with whatever needs that he has. They will be met, and we'll be able to push forward, Lord. And we lift up Ina to you. We thank you, Father, for total healing for her. This is what we're beating at your door for. And we thank you, Father. We're going to see that manifestation. And the devil, he's a loser. And he loses again. So it's a foregone conclusion that he's already lost. That's what we're speaking. That's what's going to take place. And that's the facts. So, Father, we thank you for empowering the pastor, his wife, this body, to go forth in the battle. And we thank you, Father, for strengthening us for the battle and never let us back down. So we thank you for empowering us and the presses to roll and the literature to go forth. It is critical to have that literature out there, Lord. And we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord God. And I pray, I come to you, Lord God, giving you all the praise and honor and glory for this day and for my life and for your son, Jesus Christ, dying on the cross for salvation, Lord God. Father God, as a Christian man, I come to you pleading, Lord God, pleading to you, Lord, that myself and other Christians in America and throughout the world will repent, Lord God, and that we will take our lives and focus upon you, and that we will change our ways, and Lord God, that the most powerful thing that we have in our arsenal is the Word of God and prayer. And Lord God, we humble ourselves before you, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you will change the way this world is heading, Lord God. And this, Lord God, is a prayer from my heart that you will help us, strengthen us, and send us the power of the Holy Spirit to help us get through these times of terrible times, Lord God. We need your help in every way imaginable, Lord God. We pray for salvation for people in this country that are heading to hell. We pray for that, Lord God. We pray that you will destroy the evil that is trying to drive the prices of fuel sky high, Lord God. We pray that you will destroy their strongholds and destroy them in a mighty and powerful way, that it will show, that you will show, Lord God, that you are in charge, you are in control, and you are going to deal with things in your way, Lord God. Father, I pray for our pastor that you will strengthen him and know that out of what he's done over the last 40 years as a pastor, people have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And he's had the ability to help change countless lives. And that the people that he helped change their lives through Jesus Christ are walking and serving you, Lord God. So we thank you for our pastor. And we ask you for his a great healing upon his wife, Ina, Lord God. And I know that she has to go through a lot of struggles in her life because of the type of Christian and the type of walk that she walks with you, Lord. But Lord, I pray that you will heal her. And that people, when you do heal her, Father God, people will be able to see that you are for real. And you are the God and one and only God. And Lord, I just thank you for that. And I know you're going to heal her. You've healed me. You've healed my wife. And you've healed hundreds of people that I've known in my life. And Lord God, I give you the praise and honor and glory for that. And Lord, I thank you for this church. I thank you for the ability to be able to serve you and to walk with you, Lord God. And I pray that this church gets on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ and means it and walks it and talks it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you. Praise you for all things, Lord. We praise you and thank you. Oh Lord, we pray today that you search us and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts. There will be no wicked way in us. And will be nothing hindering, O Lord, your blessings from to come upon us, we pray today. And we want to pray also this prayer on 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. And Lord, thank you, Lord, for proclaiming that. Oh Lord, to every church around the country and around the world, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let pastors all around proclaim fasting and prayer, that God will be pleased with us. And we'll have no open door. It will be nothing hindering the blessings of God coming. And especially right now, the rain that we want to have in this California. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Let us repent. Let us turn our faces towards the Lord. Oh, let us humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. And he shall lift us up. And Father, we thank you and praise you for forgiving us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for opening the windows of heaven and pour such a rain, O Lord, that will be even stronger than when Elijah prayed and the rain came down. And we pray, O Lord, the same thing that will happen here. But also that you, O Lord, put it in the hearts of every person in the California area and this church as well, that we will repent, that we're not going to give any place for the devil, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're not going to give place to the devil. The key that stole will steal no more from us. And we want to thank you for a mighty victory, Lord. And thank you for the rain that you're going to bring, O Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And the healing that you will bring in this body, O Lord. And thank you, Father. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And yes, Father God, we want total victory in Jesus Christ. And we have to fast and pray and repent, as the brothers have said. And do not go in the flesh, but stay in the spirit. Read the word, fast and pray, and we've got it. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We give you honor and glory for everything. Every instant in our lives, have us to fast and pray and seek you, and we're going to have the victory that you give to us. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, I want to thank you, Lord God, for all the answered prayers that you do daily, every day and every night throughout our lives. There's constantly an answer to prayer, and sometimes you just bless us and we don't even ask and you bless us anyway. Father God, we have great need in this church right now for funds to pay the rent and other the pressing bills and salaries that need to be paid, Lord, money that is sorely needed in this ministry, to just not to heap on ourselves, but to do the work that you gave us to do, Lord, to get the word out, to get the information to the whole world through the webcasting. And Father, you have taken care of the finances, and we trust you and know that you will take care of them again, but you've told us to ask. And so we do ask in obedience to you, and because we want you to know, we do trust you for it. And nobody's sweating blood. We're just putting all of our trust in you and expecting a miracle. and we expect to find those funds available tomorrow. We don't know how it's going to come or where it's going to come from, but we know you'll do it, Lord God.
Amen.
And I know because I already had an experience of my own that if you did it for me, you'll certainly do it for the whole church. And I needed not a lot of money, just a little money to keep my checking account open. And I didn't have any way to get it, and I didn't have any idea where it was going to come from. But I thought you told me that it was going to come Saturday, and Saturday I got a little check that I totally didn't expect, had no idea I was going to get it, and it was in my name, and it was pure and belonged to me. And I can put it in the morning, and I know that you're going to do the same thing for the church.
Amen.
And Father God, I thank you for being so close that you speak to us, speak to our hearts, and tell us what to pray for. But you still expect us to ask you, Lord. So I just thank you and bless you and praise you, Lord God, for what you're going to do tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
There are several people afflicted in the church, so Lord's told me here we don't know how to pray. So those of you that know how to pray in tongues, we're just going to pray for Teresa. We got Shervain. We got Dan. We got other people that are sick. Ora sayala la maratantoria. Ora sayatio la la maratantorio. Ora yashanda la maratantorio. Jesus, meet our needs, Lord. And Father God, you know we have been like slaughtered, like lambs. And I just pray right now, Father God, for your Holy Spirit to sweep in from heaven. Sweep in, Holy Spirit, and minister to us, Lord. Minister to us. Heal us. Strengthen us. Guide us. Lead us. Equip us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Going to take a minute for testimonies. I have a little something that God gave me this week, you know, as I do my daily reading, and I kind of pondered it a few times, and it's in 2 Kings. I just got done reading 1 Kings. I'm in 2 Kings now, and basically it's at the end of chapter 3. Where a couple of the kings, the king of Judah and the king of Israel, went out to fight against the king of Moab. And also the king of Edom was with them. And but prior to this, you know, a lot of ungodly kings in Israel. But still, God used him to drive out the king of Moab. But when you get down to verse 26, it says, "And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men that drew swords to break through even unto the king of Edom, but they could not. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land." So this guy took his oldest son and sacrificed him to his demon god. Now, the king of the king of Moab knew it was a spiritual battle. Because that's what he was doing. Except that he was playing for the wrong team. And his sacrifice was in vain. but definitely it just reiterates there, it's a spiritual battle going on. And it just blew my mind to read that and see to the length that the people were going in the occult, basically, to war against God and His people. Okay, so that's I've got time for some testimonies if anyone has one. Okay, Irene.
Good morning. I just want to say that in this warfare, one of the things that I have been encountering a lot is fear. And this morning, it just came back to me, and the Lord just impressed me about sharing that fear is one of the biggest weapons that the enemy has against us. And throughout the word, God always, and especially Jesus as He represented the Father, He said, fear not, fear not, fear not. And the scripture that God wants me to say, and is a very short scripture, but is so powerful, and that's what I was trying to find. I said, Lord, what is it? What is it? When this ruler, this man that has everything in the synagogue, when his that daughter, this 12-year-old daughter was dying, he came and he humbled himself and said, I know you can help me. I know who you are. He had faith in God. But then when circumstances get worse, and even the report get worse, the enemy came to bring fear on him. He just came to bring fear. And what did Jesus did? He said, fear not, only believe. Believe only. And I'm just saying that this is the word that I want to say. It doesn't matter what happened. If we believe only, we will overcome. There is no way that the enemy or all his fear or all his life can overcome. Jesus said, believe only. And that's what is my message. Believe. Believe. Just believe what he says. If that only what you do, that will be enough. Amen. Thank you.
I usually don't have any fear in me, and but I did have something to deal with, and I believe it was last week, early in the week. And some things you just don't want to deal with. But then I had to deal with it. So when I sat down to deal with it, I had a lot of fear come on me. And it was the kind of fear that you could feel, you know what I mean? That kind of turns your stomach. But then God took it from me. And I dealt, and I pushed through, dealt with it, and came out with no fear. But yeah, that the enemy's always trying to put fear down on you, and I know what you're talking about, and that's a little episode I had with it this last week. But I'm not receiving any fear. Okay, Bob?
And a couple of powerful, positive testimonies today. First of all, I want to thank Joe DiCarlo for being what he is. Not an Italian, but I know you get me later, right? I've met a lot of people in my life, met a lot of people through this church, but there's only been one Joe DiCarlo. Joe's not only a real man in a man's world, but he is the most wonderful Bible student that I've known. And this week, I sent him something, email. And back came from Joe an extremely powerful, I believe I used the word piercing, note to me, personally. And he was correct. It isn't something I didn't know, but I needed to have somebody, you know, thrust it into me that I have, yes, accomplished a great deal in the world of secular information. But Jill put it very clearly that my duty was to know and to love Jesus and put that first and foremost, because all the other thing has done for 44 years now is to wear out my body. And if we weren't in the health industry and did the right things, more or less, I wouldn't be walking around. I've lost a lot of friends who didn't live that way and had the same stress of trying to save the world. But earlier, when Soteris was moved up here before the prayer, I felt like there was a word. I looked over my shoulder to make sure it was supposed to go to Carol, you know, but I believe it was not. And it had to do with not just the fear, but with understanding that God puts his people to the ultimate test sometimes. And looking at our own history in America, not from the secular end, but from the Christian perspective, I'd urge you all to write down the word Marshall Foster, Gary North. Gary North got his PhD in the original Pilgrim message and what took place here. But with respect to what we're dealing with the church, I'll start there, and I'll start way back. With the Hebrews, the Jews, the tribes of Israel, when there was a war to be conducted, God had the tribes assembled. And when they had all assembled, he called the captains of hundreds, captains of thousands, captains of hundreds, captains of tens. And the message began with the commander was taken all the way down through the assembled troops, because in those days, if you recall, God always talked about, had so many men who were trained for war. I mentioned that before one time when the wall was rebuilt. Remember, they had a sword in one hand and a trowel in the other. But what happened was they went through three different things. And all, thinking all the way down through all the tribes, the word was, if there is any man who has taken a wife and not lived with her for 1 year, let him fall out of ranks, and there is no shame in it. And so many hundreds or thousands would fall out. And people formed back up. And the second command was, if anyone had started a business and not taken the first year's profits, they could fall out and depart, no shame in it. And the third thing was, if any man has fear in his heart, let him depart, and there's no fear in it. And so by the time they had completed all that, the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, whatever it was, had come all the way down to what God was looking for. People without fear, as the pastor has spoken about today, and who loved God and were ready to roll. We know about Gideon. We know about so many examples that God showed us where he trimmed everything down to just a few people, because God wants to make certain that we understand that it's his victory, right? Where the victory is ours, but the battle is the Lord. We should sing that song someday, Jason. Anyway, so that came to me that it's not how many, it's who. It's not how many preachers we have on television or anywhere else. It's who. It's how many John Durrells do we have. Well, I'll tell you, there's more and more showing up on Facebook and other places. So I just want to impress upon you that it's always darkest before the dawn. I mean, it's an old saying, but it's true. God has used that so many times when just when you think it's all over, comes the miracle. John has preached on that many times, what it would be like to look at the Red Sea in front of you and the entire Pharaoh army behind you, and there you are with women and children and animals, and there it comes, and it looks like utter destruction. And that's exactly the way God wanted him to feel, so that, sorry. Well, it makes a little noise when you part the Red Sea, right? So that's what came to me anyway when Soteris was given the prayer. And the rest of it was, God has not given us a spirit of fear. We know that. There's another verse that says, fear not, for I am with you. Let's see. I will help you. I will lift you up with the right hand of my righteousness. There's another one that says, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And the answer is no. So that's part one. Part two is this. God gives us all gifts. As a Christian, you have certain gifts that are pretty universal. But with some people, you have gifts of that are manifested in a far greater way. So we've been puzzled over, Diane and I would love to be rolling back in the kind of money we have made, so we wouldn't have to worry about the rent for this church. And that may sound braggy. I don't mean it that way. I mean, that's the way we feel. We have a strong feeling for that, just like we do for helping kids and so forth and so on. And so I've been praying a lot, for me anyway. What shall I do? My gift is working with people. Every day that we go out, no matter how little time we spend out, I meet people. I can talk to anybody and everyone. Yesterday, I saw a black guy with a cute hat, and I said, great hat, I'd like to have one like it. Whoa, he said. And the next thing we know, when I found he's from West Africa, educated, I said I was Irish. He said, oh, I owe everything to the Irish, because the Irish priest educated me. He's very well spoken from West African nation. So before long, you know, we were working our way into friendship. And that happens to me all the time. So what I'm going to do, what came to me, Diane and I have made plans to get involved with a business and with an education to re-educate us into the methods of doing business correctly, get ourselves up to do business so that we can start earning the kind of money it's going to take to help the church and to help everyone else that comes into our being. So that's the thing that the decision that I've made is I'm going to focus. And so for 3 months we committed financially, and we committed with our word that we would lock in and study and bring ourselves back up to that state where success is attracted to us. And so that's it. And I think when I do that, I'll be able to do a much better job of bringing Christ to the people that I run into all the time. I thank Joe for piercing me as you did. I really appreciate you, Joe, for the man you are and the Bible student that you are. Well, that's it from me.
Father God, thank you for this day. We thank you for the testimonies, for the good time we had in your house, Lord, as a unit in your army. And Father God, we just thank you for your many, many blessings. We ask that you would be with us as we go our way this week, Lord, to lead us, guide us, direct us, and give us the opportunities that you've already pre-planned for us, Lord. Let us walk into them and fulfill your will. And Lord, I don't want to leave here today without praying about the man that you've got in the White House here in the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, who is a hypocrite, who is posing as a Christian. I thank you, Father God, that you're going to shine the light on his whole apparatus, Lord, and bring it down. And I thank you for that. That's my prayer. Bring his apparatus down. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.